Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs on the sauce with the show, and till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a mold, no proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him, I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Wish I could large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody!
Hello, Leroy.
What's happening?
You know, just another day, dude. Little Thursday last night at the... I was at the Kaseya Center last night for the red, white, and pink scrimmage.
That nobody scrimmaged?
Nobody scrimmaged. It was highly attended, not highly engaged with the playing.
No,
Bam last night. The stranger was Kalel. Kalel lost his big toenail.
Oh, dude, let me explain something to you. I know people just think that it's a toe or it's a toenail. Excruciating.
Oof.
Because think about this. Every time you plant your foot and your toe moves in your shoe.
I don't like that.
So
what do? You put like a little sock on top of the toe and then the big sock? Like what can you do?
You put like a cushy condom. Mm. Right? It's like a toe sleeve.
How long does it take for a toe to grow back?
The whole toe?
The whole toe.
I mean, it ain't like just snipping your nails every other week.
I understand. That's why I'm asking the question.
It takes a while, and you got to make sure it doesn't get infected.
Ugh. Gross, dude.
You don't know how much of the toenail.
What is the start of the season? Like, everybody, we're inventing new injuries that everybody's getting.
This is
not fun. I'm not having fun.
I like my, so when I come early on Thursdays, I always talk to Bo. And
yeah, players only meeting you guys were having.
And it's weird because all of the things that I hear with the Dolphins, like, I remember hearing the same crap. And there's one thing that was consistent.
You guys were good?
No! We were 3-13 that year. And we won the first game. So, and the coach got fired.
Was that the one versus Pittsburgh?
Yeah. And the coach got fired. And the coach, you know, it was Bud Carson. And I remember because it was my rookie year, Bud Carson coming into the meeting after the rumors and whatever. And they go, hey, you know, there's been a lot of rumors out there. And, you know, this is usually when a coach says, we got to concentrate on things we got to concentrate on. Don't worry about it. He says, and I know you guys have heard a lot of rumors about me getting fired or whatever. And he say, I'm going to say this. If I'm getting fired, I'm taking some of you sons of bitches with me. I was like, wow. The coach said that.
Wow.
So that was my rookie year.
I respect it.
But all the other stuff, like the hardest thing, and here's the good thing and the bad thing about this team right now. The difference between the really good teams and bad teams, not that big. Not that big. It's a lot more than just going out and playing,
right?
No, it feels big, because you're playing the result.
Yep.
But here is the fact of the matter. When you're losing, everybody wants a reason. And when you try to explain those reasons or people try to point out those reasons, that's how you end up with all this other stuff. Because somebody wants to know, why is this happening? And so everybody, from players to organization to nobody wants to say nothing.
Right.
And so you only see stuff like this with losing teams everybody's trying to give an explanation as to why.
Well, it's exactly why the Tua thing was stupid.
Right.
It's just like, don't give them anything. Don't do that.
But it's consistent with, like, this is nothing new.
Right. No, listen, if Tua said what he said and they were even 500, I don't even know if it has the same. But you're flailing right now.
Right.
You're flailing right now, right, dude.
And here's the problem. The problem is that we've had so many conversations about all the other stuff,
mm-hmm,
that we have gotten our focus away from the real reasons, right? Like the young fellas not, you know, needing to play catch up really quick. The drop pass, when you're losing, everything is magnified,
mm-hmm,
right? The O-line. Right.
You know, that is true. No one ever goes, you know, Mike McDaniel, Tua, what's the reason for you winning so much? You ever notice? Right. Nobody ever asks why you're winning. They always ask why you're losing.
It seems like you're real together on this team.
Right, right. It's like, you know what? And I'll say this.
Bradley Chubb tried that yesterday. He was like, we're super confident, right? I was like, mm-mm.
So
I wasn't believing
it. And I would say this, is that I have never – besides my rookie year, regardless of what my record was, I've always been on a team that was pretty close. And I think one of the things that made that team close was, no matter what you were going through, another player on the team could come to you and say, hey, man, you need to do this, and you didn't take it personal, right? We are in a society where everybody's so much in their feelings that you think if anybody has a complaint or has something to say to you, that it means they don't like you, right? And that's just the way society is now.
I couldn't even handle yesterday that we were starting to get the fire sale rumors. I can't handle this. Can I get one thing at a time? Oh, hello!
Hey,
Jennifer!
Traffic, a train, what's going on?
You know what that is? That's 1 in 5 behavior.
Yep.
That's 1 in 5
behavior. 1 in 5 behavior.
You show up late.
We got guys with team meetings. Yep. They don't come in on time. Hey, they come in with...
Don't to a tongue of a Loa, J-Fig.
Some guys don't even go to the meetings.
You know, we're having these extra meetings on top of our other show. We have another show.
Right.
And then you're not showing up on time for the other show.
Right.
We can't keep it together.
Right.
We got to hold it together, everybody.
And here's when you know your team is 1 in 5. Because J-Fig could give 2 bleeps.
Yeah.
Look at her.
She's like, look at her. Whatever. I'm still. We're still going to sanction you.
-1. For tardiness.
Or accountability here. That's what it's about.
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. You take accountability.
I do. They call me Accountable Tobes. I do. What am I not accountable for?
Oh, please.
That's not an answer.
I'm not even going to lie. Please. We actually had a pre-show meeting, so.
We did?
Yeah, oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. We went over game plan.
We listened to some audio. Tobin was playing audio. We talked about the red, white, and pink game. Yeah, we did.
It was. Yeah. What a game.
Yeah. What a game. How much action, right?
What a game. Yeah. Well, actually, I will say.
Pella
Larson. The only guys who were having fun in that game yesterday were Pella and Keyshawn. They're the only, because they're friends, so they're the only guys competing.
And dunking.
And dunking. Just, oh, the dunks.
Okay. Now,
the dunks were amazing.
We had this conversation before. And I'm going to say this. Is Pella on an intangible curve for dunking?
I think he can legitimately jump. I think he can legitimately jump.
But you can't say that. If Keyshawn were to say, that Pella got some hops. Instant credibility. If you say it, you can't jump over a Sunday newspaper. If you say somebody got hops, It doesn't carry the same
weight. He does have hops. Like, what is, I mean, like, what, like, I don't know how one.
I mean, most basketball players can dunk.
Not like a, yeah, I would say, like, if I saw Tyler try and dunk, you're like, oh, you know.
Tyler could dunk.
Kind of. How many dunk? I bet you could count how
many
dunks.
It's the same thing with, like, Gogi could dunk.
No.
Yes, sure. Yeah.
Name the last NBA player that couldn't dunk. John Stockton could dunk.
That's what I'm saying.
Not could dunk. I'm saying he can dunk. Not like, I know you're 6'5".
No, but that's what I'm saying. That's why it brings me back to my original point.
Okay.
Because you say that, is Pella on an intangible curve?
No, he can dunk. He can dunk. Not even for a Swede. Like, he can dunk. He can. Dude, he went between the legs, off the backboard, yammed it yesterday.
Wow. I was still in air, one jump.
Still in air, one jump.
So you went between the legs.
Was he a bunny? Yes, one jump.
The fact that you just said that is proving my point. What do you mean? That you're just
two jumps.
You call Pella a bunny. Wait, I don't think. I need somebody with some credibility to say he got hops. Not you.
So you want me to ask Keyshawn Johnson, would you consider Pella under the category of having hops?
Yes.
Okay, I will find that.
Pella.
I'll do that journalism.
Yes, but you understand. Your credibility as far as athleticism, and if you see an intangible that does anything athletic, you hyperventilate.
I don't think I'm hyperventilating. I'm just saying he was the only. I was surprised because we were like joking. We're
yes,
like,
see, surprised.
We were like,
if Keyshawn would have did the same thing, would you have been surprised?
No, well, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, we started the broadcast last night. We're like, how many windmill dunks from Keyshawn Johnson tonight? That was our over under set. And the guy who was actually like going shot for dunk with him was Pella. I was like, whoa. Pella had multiple dunks last night.
Again.
But big time dunks.
Again.
Like, whoa.
Again.
I'm telling you.
Again. I'm going to say this.
I don't like what you're doing.
I'm going to say this. Like, you and Solana cannot be the judge of who has hops.
So this is what you're alleging. You're alleging.
If I stacked you on top of one another, you couldn't dunk.
That doesn't have anything
to do
with
it. So if you see somebody dunk, you get excited.
I'm telling you. So you're alleging because Pella Larsson is Swedish?
That's not what I'm
hear
saying.
Hear me out. Let me finish.
Okay.
His quality of dunk is getting more juice, a la an Ethan Bonner pass breakup. He's getting more juice for a dunk but he's just doing a Myron Gardner level dunk.
No. What I'm saying is all this could or couldn't be true. He could actually have hops. I'm not disputing that. What I'm saying is the people who are determining that, I'm questioning their bona fides.
I get you.
That's all I'm saying.
I'm saying
you.
That's why I gave.
Because wait.
But that's why I gave Tyler as an example.
You see a white guy dunk, you go, ooh.
I don't do that. I don't do that.
You got hops.
I don't do that.
That Ethan Bonner is fast.
He is
like,
fast.
Okay, but see?
He is fast.
But, you know, if he were black, we'd call it Tuesday.
Wow.
But I'm just saying.
That's what you would do. I appreciate dunks from everyone. Derek Jones Jr. Anybody.
Okay.
If you want to divide it up, that's on
you. That was the human pogo stick.
He was amazing.
Right. So, see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'm not saying he doesn't have hops. What I'm saying is the two people are, ooh, on the mic.
Hmm. So, who do you want me to ask this? I got to get official word from Keyshawn Johnson, do you consider that your friend has hops?
Who can I? Let me see.
You know what? I can ask. You know who I'll ask?
Who?
I got a source. I'll ask.
All right. And
he was. We have to ask.
But you want
to
know something? You know
what? Can I ask a question?
You know the problem with my sources? You know what the problem
is? He's an intangible too?
No, he's not.
Okay.
He's not, but he's very nice. And I don't think that he wouldn't say otherwise. I think I got to ask his friend.
Oh, the guy who's tell you like it is?
Yes.
See, I'm not questioning whether Pella has hops or not. But you tend to get a little overly excited about things that aren't that exciting.
I don't think it's fair. I'm just saying he has hops.
Okay. And that's why I asked the question.
Can I show you the dunks?
Yes. If you show me the dunks, I would say, okay, he got it. I can tell you away.
We'll look up
in
some
2 seconds.
We'll bring him up on the YouTube stream, and I will show you the dunks, and then you can tell me if you think he has hops. But I will also ask, I will do investigative journalism on this.
Okay, because, again, you understand where I'm coming from. I'm not coming from where he can or can't. I'm just saying you as
long I feel where you're coming from is slight fat shaming.
I'm not!
And intangible athleticism shaming.
Yes!
And ergo, because, you think wait, that I think wait, any wait, intangible let me tell you why. That does shaming, anything.
No, let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. Because your level of, ooh, athleticism, he got hops,
mm-hmm.
is a little bit different than others because you get excited anytime you see, you know.
Interesting.
Right.
Interesting.
I'm just saying, I'm not questioning whether Pella has hops.
It sounds like you are.
No, I'm questioning the people saying he has hops.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com. Last night, the Panthers, they lost 4-1. A little deceiving score.
It was 2-1, and then they went empty net.
Yeah, Paul Maurice has been going to that empty net early.
He went, what, like 3.5 minutes left?
Yeah. I was like,
right, like, yeah, man.
Paul, I was like,
that's why it ended up being 4-1.
You think Bob likes that? You think he's like, he goes...
Does that kind of get his goals against?
No, it doesn't. Okay. No, it doesn't. But, you know, some people may just look at the final score. I couldn't imagine gambling on hockey and, like, on a spread like that. It seems like the dumbest thing ever. Like, why would you do that?
Right.
If your team was trying to get in, it was a 2-1 filthy, and then you just try and get crazy, and then all of a sudden,
it goes over.
Yep.
Like, it goes over, the team covers.
Pretty crazy. Pretty crazy.
Minus one for tardiness, for hobnobbery.
Man, first segment in. Who could possibly have gotten to you? You've been here for 3 seconds.
She had to go and make the rounds.
The rounds? Yeah. She just got here.
Well, I spoke to the guy from the morning show, and then I saw Terry.
What Who guy? The hell's the guy, the from, guy the from the morning show?
Jaime?
Who?
Jamie?
Jaime? Oh, yeah. From, are you talking about Joe that works with him?
Oh.
I thought you were down there.
I thought there was like a news anchor here.
No. No, I'm what? Like, how, you can't.
Joe's in the... In the beginning.
Production studio.
Sure.
Hmm. So you were hobnobbing.
No, but there's something interesting going on somewhere in the lobby. I'm just saying.
Wait. Well, tell us what.
I don't know.
Why can't you say anything? You know, if you're gonna be
authorities, there's authorities.
Like police?
Authorities.
There's a difference.
There's people in uniform in the lobby. I'm confused.
Car break in? Somebody's car get broken into?
I don't know.
There's been a lot of car break-ins around here lately.
I don't know. Ice might be coming to get me.
Hmm.
Carry your papers.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's been a lot of action. Panthers lose last night 4-1. They're back at it tonight against the New Jersey Devils. 7 o'clock is your puck drop. You can hear that right here on FM 104.3. We'll hear a little from Paul Maurice coming on up. The Heat practiced today, and Spo will officially be introduced as the head coach of Team USA.
I thought that was yesterday.
I thought it was too. Okay. I misread. That's today. Today
okay.
too.
Okay.
So he's
okay,
cool. He's gonna get the red, white, and blue honors today.
Cool.
That's kind of cool.
Would they give him like the ring?
I don't know. I don't know what they do. I think
the pinky ring.
I think he gets a pet bald eagle. I think that's what he gets.
Oh my goodness! When only you would think what? That way. By the way, just to let people know,
mm-hmm.
I saw the dunk he was talking about.
That wasn't even the dunk I was talking about, though. I haven't even shown you the good ones.
But that's five tops.
Five is strong. I mean, and five is weak. I think you're.
No, it's not weak.
You're being.
It's not weak.
I think you're being.
Keep in mind. He went between his legs, then took another step, then threw it off the backboard and dunked. So the going between the legs didn't even count because I'm just going from the spot that he steps and jumps.
You're
to
misrepresenting.
Dunk. No, I'm not.
You're misrepresenting.
If he had jumped in the air, went between the legs off the backboard and dunked, that's impressive. But once he takes another step, it starts from the step. So you only include the stuff that happens after the step. That's how a true dunk contest works.
No one's saying anything.
All the stuff that happens on the ground don't matter.
You could win a dunk contest. They didn't say that.
No, you're hyperventilated over the impressiveness of the dunk.
I didn't hyperventilate. I just said he had all I literally said was he had hops, and you're like, no.
You can't determine that by that dunk.
Hold on.
You can't determine it by that dunk.
Okay, fine.
You can't.
Fine.
Because he just
you're a poo-pooer.
I'm not.
You are, dude.
No, see, seem that way because you always overdo it.
You spend your days dismissing whatever I claim. That's all you do. It is. That's what you do.
Can we show it on Twitch?
No.
Damn.
No.
No.
Didn't you promise everyone that you were going to put it on the stream?
I didn't promise that. I said we're going to look at the YouTube stream.
He said he was
going to
show me.
But you said you were going to put it on the stream.
You know, Jennifer, why would I say something I couldn't do? I didn't say that. I said we're going to look at it on the YouTube stream. That's literally what I said. And now I don't know if you were traumatized because all of a sudden you were in the middle of a, you know, a middle of cold case over here and you forgot.
No,
why
so
would I say
were you
I
over there trying to be nosy?
Yes.
So you kept walking by.
Prospects.
No wonder she's like your sidekick in deflection too.
What are you talking about? A
couple
about?
Of Sergei Bobrovsky's
no,
over
no,
here.
No, 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 no. My so why don't you ever get anything for overdoing it?
I'm not overdoing
you're
it.
You're over.
You just said the guy's got hops. You're like, oh, okay.
No,
dude,
what
hops.
I
hops. Like, no, what is he? What
I said, I didn't say he did or he didn't. I said you can't be the judge of that. And after I saw the first dunk, I said I was accurate.
Yeah, but that's what you literally spend your days doing. Is like there's not an athletic feat that like really impresses you. I get it. You're a professional athlete.
No,
you've
sure there is. You've heard me.
If anybody's not Randy Moss, you're not impressed.
That's
not
true.
Kind of.
That's not true.
Kind of.
I almost fell out of my chair with the catch that the dude from the Canes made, the one-handed catch.
What, the CJ Daniels?
Yes.
Okay, there's some that are undeniable. But like even ones that are like decent, you'll be like, not that decent. That's you.
I mean,
this is you.
You know.
You after every
Because here's why. Here's why. Especially in football, you are paid to catch the football.
Mm-hmm.
So if you catch it, I mean, are we supposed to get excited about it? Now, great catches stand out. But you are a receiver. You're getting paid to catch the football.
You'd make a great high school teacher. You want to know why? Great at dismissing. Yeah. Class dismissed. That's you.
I couldn't be your teacher. Because, like, you still don't get it, huh?
No, you don't get it.
No.
He's got hops. It's not his number one skill.
Says the intangible about the other intangible.
Wow. I said Keyshawn has hops too, you know?
You comparing Keyshawn to...
I'm not comparing.
Okay.
Keyshawn can dunk better than Pelle Larsen, which is when I never said...
He has hops.
I would agree. He's probably the best dunker on the team.
Pelle can dunk.
Not getting in the ball. I mean,
if he catches it, it's a dunk.
Last night he was fine. Nobody was defending. That scrimmage did not have a...
Put it this way. The one that Jaime did off the backboard
mm-hmm.
would have got more points than what Pelle did.
The throw to himself off the backboard? I don't think so, because he didn't go between the legs.
In a dunk contest, okay, I'm going to say this for you the last time. The only part that matters is when you leave the ground to dunk, okay?
How many dunk contests have you judged in your life?
None.
So how do you know?
Because I can dunk.
That is true. Some of the extracurriculars that the guys do in dunking does count. Like,
yep.
No. It only the quality of the dunk.
I don't think there's rules.
No, but I'm telling you, the quality of the dunk only starts counting once you leave the ground to dunk.
Is that
so? All the stuff beforehand, all the other stuff beforehand, doesn't matter.
You could dunk. You can't dunk anymore.
Yeah, I can't dunk anymore.
Dade
you
Sousa's,
just said you could.
You did just say you could, though.
Can we try?
No.
No. Not with that knee right now. I'm not going to let him.
What are you talking about?
I'm not letting him do that bit. Dade South says, look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's the Dismisser.
I don't get, like, you know that's how
Witcher
dunk contests work, right?
I'm aware of dunk contests.
You don't get credit for.
So are you claiming McClung has gotten the rub the last couple just because he's intangible? He's getting graded on a curve?
Short guys, and intangibles get a little boost when they really got hops.
All of them?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Dude, McClung jumping over people?
Nate Robinson has more trophies than him.
And Nate Robinson's little. The short.
Not
he's short.
Though.
What, how, but he's short. Nate, he's 5'9".
His fun. He was fun.
5'9", jumping over. It's like when Spud Webb. Wait, was it Spud Webb or. Was it Spud Webb one, right? Yeah, Spud Webb one.
That sounds right.
So, yeah. Spud Webb was 5'6".
I didn't even say that Pelle Larsen could win a dunk contest. I merely said he had hops.
No.
And you
that's not. Like, being 6'4 and can dunk is not having hops.
But he's got spring to his step. Like, it's not like a. Like, I know what you're talking about.
That's all he did with the dunk.
With that dunk. But I'm telling you, I've seen him dunk.
Okay. Again.
You know what? I will get videos that week. Hold on. I wonder if I have any on here.
I'm just saying that.
Because I got my own. I've seen Pella.
You.
No.
Like.
I don't like what you're doing.
Can we honestly on the chat.
I really feel like this could have been one sentence to blow over and it's become two segments.
That's what he does. That's what he does.
It's actually ridiculous that this is a quibble.
Okay.
That's what he likes to do.
Okay.
Look up at the sky, everybody. The Quibbler.
It's too early for this, really.
Well, it's actually not too early. You just, you know.
Canes play a primetime game tomorrow, and these idiots are quibbling about a sweet.
Classic Schmeithen thing. Is, of course. You guys weren't talking about the thing I want to hear about.
Right, right.
Sorry, Schmeithen, we had a debate.
Even if it's something he wants to hear about,
he calls
you out anyway.
That's what he does.
Pick your battles, Leroy. I mean, this is not really, I'm just, look, I get it. I understand it. But he just goes too far. I've said this before.
I didn't say anything. That was egregious. I merely said that the man has hops.
He had a spring in his step. That's going overboard.
What is he, 50?
Almost.
50-year-olds have spring in their step.
You acted like I came out here and I said he was airplane mode 2.0, Swedish Airlines. That's a good nickname, though.
Meow. See? See why we go at it?
Endorsements.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jay Fig needs a players-only meeting.
You just want to keep quibbling with me.
I'm just saying, like, you're here in a parka. You look like Babushka.
What a parka? It's a cardigan.
You lied to us and told us there were cops here. We thought CSI Miami had arrived. What uniform? Because you've told us.
It looked like one of those either cop or mall cop uniforms.
Okay. But then what else did you put as an option?
Well, that wasn't me. That was someone who texted me that said it might be an MLS player.
So an MLS player.
It went from a mall cop to a cop.
Was he like moonlighting as a stripper?
I don't know.
It might have been an MLS player.
Are the Pink's not paying enough some guys?
Yo no sé.
Side job.
Looks like somebody wants to let some goals up. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
you asked for this.
I didn't ask for it, actually. I was just saying things.
Wait, of course. Is it Messi?
No, yes, I would messy. Recognize Messi.
Yes, sure. It is Messi.
Yeah.
Messi is here as a cop stripper.
Is that what's going on here?
Sure.
Whose birthday
not
is
too
it?
Early for that.
Did somebody call for the goat? Because someone's been a bad girl.
Dude.
Now that was overboard.
Minus one for making it weird.
That was weird.
so you got Messi coming up here with a side job. Did somebody
some, being a bad girl?
It's like John Daly It's like John Daly on the golf cart by the pool in the commercials where they talk about Daly wins. He goes, somebody mention my name.
Oh man.
Timbo says, heard you ladies were looking for a strike.
I'm uncomfortable.
Really? Because you know what? You played a role in this. First of all, you came down here and said, oh my God, SWAT.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't say SWAT. Okay, you now you're being like overboard here. There was a whole squad downstairs. There was like two.
But you made it sound like it was a whole squad.
No, I didn't.
Who do you think would make the best stripper on Inter Miami, Dan Day? Would you go Busquets?
No, Rodrigo De Paul.
Oh, wow.
Come on. El Motorcito?
Oh!
Oh, my goodness.
You know what?
I got that motor.
The hair works for him, too. Is it still long, or he cut it?
Rodrigo De Paul?
Yeah.
Nah, it's shorter now.
Boring. You got to change things, you know?
Hey, why would you want a guy that y'all do your hair together?
It's not just, that long for that.
Okay. All right.
Nothing wrong with that.
Hey, what is the buzz?
Yeah, why are you out here going after Dan Day? He has longer hair.
Huh? He's always had.
Yeah, he wears it
exactly.
Is the buzz like in Cleveland? Do they think that Stefanski's going to get fired? Does he have a pass because of the Watson thing?
No, they think.
Is this a loser?
It's a loser thing. Yeah.
Is this a loser leaves town match between him and Mike McDaniel?
No, but here's the problem up there, right? They blame Kevin Stefanski for everything, and some of it he plays a role in, you know, and it just adds up. So, like, I don't know at what point in time did you think that Cleveland or the Dolphins should be better with these players, and you have to come to the realization that, okay, this isn't working, and it really doesn't have anything to do with being coached up or whatever. Now, sometimes you get a little pop with a new coach,
mm-hmm.
right? But eventually, all those things, all those problems that you have come right back.
Who they got? Like a Schwartz? You're going to go to Schwartz if they fire him?
Schwartz, he already had – last time he was a head coach, he wanted to fight Jim Harbaugh.
I remember that. That was great.
Yeah. Which very is two ordinary. Guys. Two guys are very, like, intense.
I was just genuinely curious because we got a 1-5 stinker matchup this weekend.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, like, hey, whatever coach loses here – is there a chance that they're getting fired?
But here is why it could get ugly, okay? The Browns can really run the football with Junkins,
mm-hmm.
right? The Dolphins can't stop to run. Mm-hmm. And defensively, Myles Garrett is going to get over the rook at some point.
Yep.
And we all – going to have Jack Daniels in hand when that happens. So the strengths of 1-5 team are the weaknesses of the other. And I don't care if they were 5-1, 4-2, 6-0. When you play a team where their strengths.
What's their weakness, the Browns? Because 1-5, obviously, they don't got that many strengths.
I would say. They don't create a lot of separation in the secondary. So you might have the ability to bring more guys and put them in the box. But here's the other problem. You've had guys there. They haven't made tackles. So what do we make of that? Right? They've had guys in position to make plays on defense. Mm. They just haven't tackled. So it'll be interesting just – from the perspective of saying, oh, what are the strengths of the Browns? What are the weaknesses for the Dolphins? And they match up. Right? That's a great – it doesn't happen that often.
I don't know what's going to happen here.
Me neither. I would say this. And this has nothing to do with the teams that are playing. But you know me. If one of your strengths is running the football – I'm always going to be more inclined to, you know, start there.
Sure.
Because you can control the whole game if you can run the football. And it forces the other team to press a little bit. So we'll see. Hopefully they don't give up another 200-yard rusher or guys break.
That has been their thing.
All-time best.
Well, that's the thing that's demoralizing about their defense.
Run the ball is demoralizing. It is.
It's really just like you could go into this thing and – like, if you're Cleveland and you see the success everybody else has had, like, just control a game as few possessions as possible and mow them over because literally, like, I get Rico Dowdle has credentials. Last week's guy didn't.
Kamani Vidal?
Vidal ran, his career high was 34 yards.
Right.
But Leroy, as a running back, how excited would you be to face this Miami Dolphins defense?
Dude, it's like the fixer. Like, all them bad thoughts you had, how you struggling or whatever, you know, maybe I could get me some get right. It's like, yeah, man, like in all of football, from the first day till the last day I played, the team that can run the football is usually the one that's successful.
Mm-hmm.
Because it does so much more than just run the football. One, you beat the crap out of the defense, right? And if you run the football enough, you ain't got to worry about a pass rush because they ain't got no energy to rush the pass because they've been on their heels for a whole game. And so that's another reason why people want to establish run. The other thing is, okay, if you look at time of possession and all those games where they gave up all those yards rushing, now it puts pressure on your offense every time you get the ball to score. You start pressing, you have turnovers, you make mistakes. So just running the football is not – it has more of an impact on the game than just the amount of yards that you have or the amount of carries. That, like – I said it last week. Oh, my goodness. They're going to wear this defense down. And lo and behold, in the fourth quarter, they could do whatever they wanted running the football because you're just tired. You're exhausted. I mean, if you're a D lineman, you got a 300-pound guys double-teaming you to the linebacker 20 plays in a game, it wears you down. So I don't know what they're going to do about it because some of it is, you know, I tell you all the time, like, they knew what our plays were and what. Like, what are you going to do when you get there, right? And that's kind of what's happening to the Dolphins right now. You can identify the play. You sometimes are in position to make the play. Now what? The coach could call the right play. If you can't tackle and you can't get the sack, it doesn't matter.
Sports Talk at WQM presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. I think we're getting Spiro Dides this week. No Kevin Harlan, though. Anyway,
we're not worthy.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday.
At least I can watch it on TV.
All season long, visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Love you, Kevin Harlan. I miss you. Take a break. Tua Tagovailoa. He apologizes.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.